Want to protect your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now, get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I work at Gearhart Law doing the marketing, and I have my own startups.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, everyone, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with startups, small businesses, and discuss the intellectual property that helps them flourish. Now it's time for our distinguished guest, Nick Pidgeon. Welcome to the show. As I mentioned at the beginning, you're a triple certified coach. I think that's the first time we've had a triple certified coach and business mentor on the show. Usually they're just certified, right? But you're triple certified. And you're also the founder of Unstoppable Success and the Positive Psychology Coach Academy certification. So tell me, how do you maintain a positive attitude in the times that we're living in?
I think for the positive attitude, it's very much about understanding you don't have to be positive all of the time. And there's actually value in life's challenges, and we can learn so much and we can grow so much through those things as well. But when it comes to feeling good in your day, it really is the small daily activities that add up to produce a big result. So it doesn't have to be hard. It can be really simple. It's those little things that you do. One of the simplest things is coming back to gratitude. If you feel grateful for things in your day, the people in your life, your health, whatever it is for you, you can't not feel good. It's totally free to do that. And it's just reminding ourselves that we have so much and we are so much already.
I went to your website. Love your website. For those of you who haven't seen Nick's website yet, she's all about happiness and positive psychology, which I just love. And it says, discover how to use a science of happiness to help you. So what is the science of happiness?
So positive psychology is known as the science of happiness and the science of success. So it teaches us what we can do to be flourishing and thriving. And there's 5 or 6 key components. So where positive psychology came from originally, it was invented in the year 2000, so it's still pretty new, and it was designed as a counterbalance to psychology as usual, which focused traditionally on disorder and disease. So one of the theories found in positive psychology, that if we have positive emotions, engagement with our work and what we're doing, relationships, purpose, accomplishment, and good health, then we will be flourishing, thriving, and successful.
Kenya.
Yeah, that's great. I just was curious. I read on your Instagram that you've helped get yourself and your clients over $50 million in sales. So I'm curious as to how you've turned this into a business model for yourself and your clients.
I mean, I've been doing this for over 13 years now, and it used to be a very weird thing to be involved in. People didn't know what positive psychology was. They were like, Nick, what are you doing? Now, I think it's much more mainstream to understand the link between psychology and human behavior and being successful and making money. So whether you're looking at a sales process or you're looking at designing a business model, it always comes back to you. And I really teach that we get to do life and business in the way that works for us. So the more you know yourself, the more you're going to be able to apply that and work to your strengths and be more successful across the board.
That's great. So what motivated you to get in the business of being positive and teaching other people to maintain positivity?
So I had what I would say is my first early mentor when I was 17 or 18 years old. I didn't realize he was a mentor at the time. It was my ex-boyfriend's father. And he was an entrepreneur. And when we went on a vacation, he slipped some positive quotes into the passport holder. So when I was on the airplane, I was looking at the tickets and I found these things. So there was whether you think you can or you think you can't, either way, you're right.
Right.
And if it's to be, it's up to me. And I pulled out these pieces of paper. I was like, what is this? I didn't know what positivity was and I couldn't really wrap my head around it. But I started to listen and learn from him. And he was an entrepreneur and crazy successful. He'd actually built up businesses from nothing. He was an orphan. So I started to really watch and observe and listen and learn and kind of carve a path from that initial spark of interest. I also had a conversation with that boyfriend who was a professional cricket player who was seeing a sports psychologist, and he came back from a session and he said, Nick, I've had this amazing experience. I was doing this thing called visualization in the session, and the psychologist was telling me to imagine that I'm on the cricket field and I've got the fielders and I'm looking for where I'm going to hit the ball. And he said, don't look at the fielders, look for the gaps in between them instead. Now that hit me like a ton of bricks. And I thought, imagine if we looked for the gaps in life, we looked for the opportunities instead of the obstacles. Mm. So I was actually supposed to be an automotive engineer. And I was signed up to study engineering at university. Then from that one conversation, I totally changed my career path, cancelled the engineering degrees. I thought, there's something in this. If we can shift the way that we think, what might be possible then?
That is excellent. I have ripped the mic away from Richard, figuratively, of course. Mm-hmm. Noah would kill me if I did that to a mic. Mm-hmm. There's a couple questions in the notes that we have on you that I am just dying to ask you. So the first one is, one topic of discussion you indicated you could talk about was the psychology of getting really rich. Can you please enlighten us?
What does richness mean, first of all? So for me, richness is, the real rich is actually relationships. So it's very exciting, very attractive to talk about wealth or talk about money. And it's a real hook for so many people. So leading with how to get rich using psychology gets people's attention. Then we actually explore what is rich. So yes, you can make money through psychology because we know when you're happier, you are more successful. We know that when you are positive, you're 39% more productive than when you're negative or neutral. So all of these things do help you make money. And also we want to focus on the process, the experience, and actually feeling good along the way as well.
That's great. I'm glad that you brought up the whole wealth paradigm. Would you just kind of break down like how people can kind of create that ranking system in their life in terms of what's important to them and like how they can kind of break through those thresholds and get to the other side of what wealth looks like from a transformative perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the first thing is to take stock of where you feel you're at right now. So I would break down the different areas of your life and I would give yourself a rating from 1 to 10. Super simple. How satisfied do you feel in your career, in your relationships, in your health, in your spirituality, in your personal growth? Because then you've got an initial set point and you can start to see the gap. I would then ask the question, what would it look like to be a 10 out of 10? And then you can start to ask, what would be one positive step that I could take in that direction to move closer towards the goal? And I think that success and making money, it's so different. It's so complex. And it's very, very different the way that we want to experience it from person to person. So having that clarity on what success looks like and means for you really is the first step. Then we start to look at, why do you want that goal? Like, why is it important? Why is it meaningful? Because making money, being an entrepreneur, it's not the easiest journey, let's face it. So if you haven't got that true north within you, the mission, the purpose to connect in with, like that's really the thing that's going to get you through the hard days.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think understanding the why is a big part of being a successful entrepreneur.
What is it that commonly stops people, and what does it take to become truly unstoppable? Because I think we all have these great intentions and we get going and then boom, something side rails us.
It's usually ourselves that stop us. It's usually something that comes up in terms of confidence or self-belief, whether you realize it or not, because that might actually present itself as self-sabotaging behaviors because you don't believe on a conscious or subconscious level that you're deserving of success, or maybe you've got a fear of the failure that comes with success often. So it's really interesting looking at and getting honest with our patterns to see actually why didn't I break through to that next level of success right now? And that's a question that I love to ask. So when students come to work with us, I say, why didn't you create the result already? And that self-reflection is really powerful. And for me, and this is actually something we were talking about Dwayne Johnson earlier, one of the things that he teaches and shares is that when your back's up against the wall, you've got nowhere to go apart from forwards. So I think that unstoppable energy, that unstoppable feeling is the knowing that you will never quit. Because the only way that you can fail is if you quit. So if you make that commitment to yourself to keep on going no matter what, then you know that you'll always be successful.
A lot of the entrepreneurs that we've worked with fall into that category. They just have a determination. I mean, how can people develop that stamina to keep going when things get really tough?
Positive emotions have an effect that's called broadening and building. So they actually open up our thinking so that we are more solution focused. So the more you experience joy, excitement, enthusiasm, gratitude, you can solve problems, build relationships, and reach your goals more easily. But the second benefit of positive emotions is it's almost like storing the results or the effect for later use. Because as well as having that broadening effect, they're building your psychological toolkit so that when you come into hard times, you're able to navigate those hard times more easily. So maybe you're able to hold on to the fact that this is temporary, or maybe you're able to share a laugh with a friend, even though everything's going wrong. So it's really about how can we live with greater well-being more of the time, so that whether it's a great time or a hard time, we get to fully experience and move through it all with more grace and more ease.
There's another thing I really, really want to know the answer to. So how can you grow a world-class mastermind? I love masterminds, and I have an idea for one that I want to do with some project I'm working on. So I'm really interested to hear what you have to say about this.
Well, absolutely trial and error, first of all. So I've always done a lot wrong so that I can do it right. I'm not scared of testing and failing forward. And we built a really, really amazing system over the last 7 years of running masterminds that is very, very slick. So I really love to have personalized mentoring and coaching and teaching with a light team. And technology is amazing now. It supports you in systemizing so much. I think the most important thing when you're running a mastermind is thinking about how do you actually love to lead? Do you love to do things in person? Do you want to do them online? What does it look like for you to have your best day at work? And design it with that in mind, as well as facilitating the client result as well.
So there's a lot of gurus that are out there, right? Everybody is positive thought, positive thinking. How are you differentiating yourself in this very crowded market of self-help and folks who are teaching people how to be positive?
The difference with positive psychology is it's based on evidence and research. So it's all scientifically grounded. It's tested in labs with these amazing researchers so that we're actually moving thought forwards. So we're looking at, let's take gratitude as an example. Does it work better to write a gratitude letter to someone to thank them? Or does it work better to share with somebody else three good things that have happened in your day? Somebody is actually putting work to test those things to see what it is that has the impact. The other thing that we saw, there was a huge study that was done on Facebook users. It was something like 700,000 people that were in the study to look at the effect of positive versus negative content. And they actually manipulated the news feed so that they reduced positive content or reduced negative content. And what they saw was that when they reduced the negative content and increased positive, users of Facebook created and generated more positive content as a result. So we're influenced by this emotional contagion, whether it's in an interaction in person or just consuming content online.
That's fascinating. I just wonder, for example, if you're in an environment where there is a lot of negativity, what are some of the things that somebody can do to maintain a positive outlook? You really kind of have to put a lot of energy almost into fighting that.
Well, you're right, because you need three positive emotions to outweigh one negative. So if you're surrounded by a lot of negative talk, you need to be mindful, how are you replacing that with at least three positives? The other thing is, I really love to invite friends and myself into no complaining, no blaming, and no gossip. That's just a rule, almost like a philosophy or a principle that I have for my life, my friendships, and also our coaching programs. And it works so well because when you share with people, like, listen, we don't gossip around here, it facilitates such an environment of trust and just clean energy. And the fact is, you can't always control how other people show up. So I used to have my parents and my family tell me, Nick, you cannot be an entrepreneur. You're terrible at it. You're so bad at this thing, you just need to go and get a job.
So that's not exactly a positive message, no.
Absolutely not. I mean, for them, they were trying to be supportive. But for me, it felt like they were going against what I really wanted. So I had to flood my brain with so much positive podcasts, meditations, to try and keep myself on track. to drown out that noise because I knew intuitively that entrepreneurship was my path. And I think it's also important to acknowledge that you don't have to be happy all of the time. And it's not about bypassing the challenges in life. It's about maintaining a positive attitude most of the time, but also allowing yourself to feel emotion because all emotion is valid. Also allowing yourself to see that the challenges are actually changing you as well. We get to fully experience and move through it all with more grace and more ease.
Nick Pidgeon, triple certified coach, business mentor, and founder of Unstoppable Success and the Positive Psychology Coach Academy certification. So we have to take a commercial break right now. Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%. But now, airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
858-988-7477. 858-988-7477. 858-988-7477. That's 858-988-7477.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-917-8546. 800-917-8546. 800-917-8546. That's 800-917-8546.
Now back to Passage to Profit. Once again, Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
And our special guest, Nick Pidgeon. And we are talking about the science of happiness and positivity and how it helps make you money and helps you be successful. And there is something on here about how to prioritize and optimize health as an entrepreneur. I know sometimes I'll sit down and start working before I exercise, and sometimes I don't get as much exercise in as I'd hope. So how do we prioritize that?
I think when you know that moving your body moves your mood, it gives you an extra incentive to do it. And I think it's also telling yourself that doing something is better than doing nothing. So I used to find it really, really hard to go out for a 30-minute or a 40-minute run because it was so built up as this like big thing, and it was a mountain to climb inside of my mind. So instead, I started to say to myself, just get out of the door for 10 minutes, walk, run, just start. And then what I found was that once I was out there, I would run for 30 minutes. So it's almost like you just have to do something and get going, and also find an exercise that you love. So if you don't love to go boxing, don't do boxing. If you don't love to dance, don't dance. I think it's like we get to carve our own path and do the things that we really love, which makes us actually want to show up and do it every day.
In terms of like people, though, who I feel like kind of get into a situation where they feel a little blocked, right? So maybe they can't put that pep in their step. Maybe they don't even have it in them to do that 10 minutes. Like, what is your recommendation to get people just taking that initial first step?
The other thing that really works is just stepping. So getting out and walking, it doesn't have to be prescriptive exercise. Movement and physical activity completely changes the way that you feel. It's linked to alleviating anxiety, depression, like all of the things. So I think it's also, if you don't want to do a workout, you don't have to do it. Just focus on moving more. You can set an alarm on your phone to stand up. You could set an alarm on your phone to go out and walk for 5 minutes. Those really simple things, going up and down the stairs, really easy things you can do at home. There really is no excuse.
I want to talk a little bit about fear. Isn't fear also a motivator? And isn't there also going to be a certain amount of fear in our lives that we have to cope with? And does it make sense just to kind of gloss over it with positivity?
There's definitely fears that are going to come up in life. And I think of fear as a sign that you're growing. It gives you an opportunity to see where the edge of your comfort zone is, and you can decide to move through it. So in terms of motivation, you can have a towards motivator, which is a result that you want to create or a vision that you want to reach. You can also have an away from motivator, which is what is going to happen if I don't do this thing? Where might I end up? How bad might things get? What is the cost of me not moving through this comfort zone or this edge? And we're each motivated by different things. So I think it's also looking at playing around with, okay, if I focus on the goal, how much energy does it give me towards it? Or if I focus on what might happen if I don't do this, how much energy and motivation does that give me? You can also ask yourself the question, what is the actual fear in the first place? So fear is this weird thing that kind of hangs out in the background. And the more we try and push it away, the stronger it can get. So I say name it, claim it, and choose to move through it. So name it, what is the fear? What does it feel like? What is it you're actually scared of? And own it. Tell yourself, like, I am actually scared of this thing. Then it has no power over you. Then the final step, choose to move through it. So I always look at, for this bit, what can you control and what can't you control? Because it sends us insane trying to control the things that we can't control. So you get clear in the separation between those things. Let go of what you can't control. Choose to control what you can, which is yourself. And then take a first step towards that. So that might look like doing some sort of peak state practice or morning ritual to shift your energy, and then approach the problem or the challenge to take a step from a new energized place.
That is great advice. But I want to change track a little bit. You know Sir Richard Branson. So let's talk about Sir Richard Branson a little bit. If anybody doesn't know, he is like the world's best known entrepreneur and an amazing person. So he wrote an article about you on his personal blog, and you were also featured in Money alongside him and Shaquille O'Neal. How does all this happen?
So with Richard, he's amazing. The first time I ever met Richard, he was dressed as Peter Pan. He's so much fun. We're going back to NECA this year, which is really exciting. Now, when I was starting my businesses a long time ago, 2012, I think I'd had a business for a little while, and I took investment from Virgin Money for the huge amount of £8,500. I then turned that £8,500 into a multi-million dollar business. And the first year I was invited to do a Google Hangout with Sir Richard, just as part of this investment thing. So I did a Google Hangout with him, with Elon Musk. And then in 2019, I ended up going to Necker Island and sitting at dinner with Richard. And I said, Richard, do you remember when you did that Google Hangout with Elon Musk and he was in California, you were on Necker, and then there was a girl who was in Newcastle? He said, yeah, yeah, I do actually. I said, that girl was me. I said, you gave me £8,500 back then, and I turned it into a multi-million dollar business. And he was fascinated by the story. I then went back to Necker last year and I took 9 of my students, all of who had broken through the $1 million mark. I said, Richard, I'm back. I've got 9 entrepreneurs. They've done it too. And he said, Nick, can I interview you? I thought, hang on a minute, what is going on with my life here? Richard Branson wants to interview me. So he said, after breakfast, let's sit down and I want to know about your story. And he went away and he said, I'm going to write this up onto a blog. And I was just so impressed by his character to do what he said he was going to do and put that article on the blog that it just meant so much to me that he'd kept his word. And it's such an inspirational story for entrepreneurs all around the world, because I started from nothing.
Did you find Elon Musk and Richard Branson to be positive people?
Richard's definitely a positive person. He is so much fun. Elon, I actually only spoke with for a short time on that Zoom call. And he ended up crying when I asked him what the most emotional thing was that he'd done in business. So it was really interesting because he was telling about when he had sold PayPal and he was faced with choosing to invest in either SpaceX or Tesla. And he felt like these companies were his kids and he didn't want either one of his children to starve. So he put all of his money into both and had no money for himself and had to sleep on a friend's couch. And I mean, there's so much positivity in that story of going all in and taking a bet on yourself, taking a big risk, and then look how it's paid off for him.
Yeah, you bring up a good point too, like even about risk taking. And sometimes we can have like this negative mindset towards that. What advice do you give towards people when they have to take a big risk or they have to make a big shift or a change and like how to overcome the negative narrative that might be there when it comes to that?
Sometimes we need that big leap of faith to really create the breakthrough. I spoke earlier on about the small daily actions that compound to create success. But it's that combined with being able to see the opportunity and fearlessly go for your dreams in that moment. And I think that my practice or my learning has very much been, if it doesn't work out, you're still further along than you would have been if you hadn't have taken the step, because you're going to have the lessons and learnings that you've got from it.
Well, we did that when we started Passage to Profit. Everybody thought we were crazy.
And here we are.
And we're still crazy.
Yeah. We're still crazy. I mean, 5 years later, think about the little seed that was sown. Yeah. And it's been almost 6 years.
It was
the show's
your idea,
been on the
Kenya.
Air. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And here we are. We're syndicated in 20 more markets.
And we have a top 5%
global podcast.
Global podcast.
Yeah. We're in the top 5% of podcasts globally. How that happened was, well, it was a lot of hard work, right?
It was a lot of hard work. Yeah. So, Nick, I wanted to ask you about your book, Now Is Your Chance. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So Now Is Your Chance is a toolbook that gives you a tool, something simple, every single day for 30 days so that you can start living your happiest life using positive psychology. So someone called it the Bible for happiness, which I just loved. And the other thing that I love about it is you can just flip it open to a page. If you don't want to follow it day by day, just flip it open to a page, see what's in store for you, put that tool into action, and I guarantee you'll feel better as a result.
Great. And where can people find the book?
It's on Amazon. It's in bookstores. You can grab it from my website, nickpigeon.com as well.
And can you spell your name, please?
Absolutely. N-I-Y-C. And then pigeons like the bird, but with a D in it. P-I-D-G-E-O-N.
That's a very unusual way to spell Nick.
Yeah, it's actually interesting. So Nick, Now Is Your Chance, N-I-Y-C. People say, oh, did you change your name so that it would be Now Is Your Chance? And I said, no, it was spelt like that before. And then the book, just kind of the idea for the book came in afterwards. But my full name is Nicola. And I actually got bullied really badly when I was a kid, when I was 11 or 12. And I went through this little micro identity crisis where when I moved schools, I wanted to reinvent myself. So I changed the spelling of my name. So it came from way back then. And it's just stuck with me ever since.
That's a great story. We've enjoyed talking with you on Passage to Profit. I feel motivated and inspired to become more positive in my life.
Before we go, I'd like to thank the Passage to Profit team, Noah Fleischman, our producer, Alicia Morrissey, our program director. Our podcast can be found tomorrow anywhere you find your podcast. Just look for the Passage to Profit show.
And you can find us on Instagram and Threads at Passage to Profit show and Twitter, or if you're even more up to date, X at Passage to Profit, and on our YouTube channel. Please also join us on our new Facebook group. Search for Passage to Profit Show Listener Community, a new community space for our listeners and guests where you can post questions that you would like answered on the show and interact with the Passage to Profit team.
And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.